His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. So this is talking about how the great holy mountain of Zion had the sanctuary on it, and later the temple was built there. Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God, because in the end, Jesus is going to reign on the throne of David, which was in Jerusalem, forever. And you can look at where Jerusalem is on a globe, on a map, and you can say, well, it's there. You might even get to go there in this life. And yet, that city is to be the capital of the kingdom of God on the earth. And these things will literally come true. And I think that this is what the psalmist here is thinking about. I'll talk about Rahab and Babylon to those who know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, this man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her, and the highest himself will establish her. The Lord will count when he writes up the people that this man was born there. The singers as well as the players and instruments will be there. All my hopes are in you. So how is it that we're going to be born in Zion? Well, I think the idea is that when Jesus comes back, he will come as he left. He went up from the Mount of Olives and he will return in that same way as he left. So Jesus is going to come back to the earth, to Jerusalem, and he's going to be the king on David's throne, not the same piece of wood that David sat on, but the same place where David reigned. And we're told that the angels will gather us together before the day of judgment, and we will come before Jesus on his throne. And there, by God's grace, we will be given eternal life. So it will be said, this man was born in Zion. And as he says, all my hopes are there in that city. This is the city of the great king. This is in the end where we will be born to everlasting life.